I've had personally within my community, I've had people message me through social media saying that this shouldn't be any of my business, and the fact that I am not a local here and that I am of a foreign descent, they believe that I shouldn't have anything to do with this, and I think that I don't understand what's going on. I've also had people come to my home and threaten me because of this, saying that I should back off or something will happen to me, as in they will attack me and they will hurt me. I don't understand why there is so much negativity, because Harry was a human being, despite the fact that everybody keeps going on about him being gay and that's why he should die. Overall, he was a normal human being, and if a normal human being was killed, I believe that justice should prevail.
So you've had messages, obviously, through social media, but you say that people have actually come to your house and directly threatened you?
Yes, people have. I've had two gentlemen come to my house, people that are well known in this community. I won't mention any names, but you know who you are, have come to my home and have told me that if I don't back off, then the next person to be on the chopping block would be me if I continue to pursue this issue about Harry.
You mean they've actually threatened to kill you?
Yes, correct.
Have you been to the police about these threats?
I haven't been to the police, but I know who these people are, and as much as the threats do come as a threat, it doesn't bother me because I've been here long enough. I've been in this country long enough. I was born here, and I understand how this community works. Yes, you may threaten me because I'm of a different descent, but I'm a Papua New Guinean, and I've been here long enough, and, you know, I believe that if I'm a true friend to Harry, and I'm going to fight for Harry's justice.
Has there been any progress in the police investigation into his death? I mean, the identities of his killers are known in the community, aren't they?
Correct. The identity of the killer is known, but no police investigation is taking place. It has been on the national news. Even then, nothing has happened with the police investigation. Basically, everything is getting swept under the rug and being told it is a family problem and it shouldn't, the state or police should not be involved.
It was actually members of Harry's extended family that committed the murder, wasn't it?
Correct.
How is the family dealing with it?
I think the family is fine with it. I think a couple of days and now they're over it and they just want to move on. They just don't want to talk about this anymore and they just want to pretend like nothing happened.
When we last spoke, you said that the gay community in Alotau and Milne Bay province was living in fear. Is that still the case?
Yes, this is still the case. They're actually in more fear now because the actual person that threatened or was the reason for Harry's death, the extended family member, is actually out and about. And they're afraid that if he has killed once, what's stopping him from killing again? And these people would be a prime target, which also means that if the police doesn't take this person into custody and trials according to state law, it means that anybody who's against anybody that's gay can kill. So, you know, the question I have is that does that mean that, you know, if someone is gay and they can be killed? So if the gay community are worried because they're like, oh, so does that mean that, you know, someone that doesn't like me is going to kill me?
You've been threatened, but obviously you're not letting that get to you. You're speaking out again. Why?
I'm speaking out again because beyond the fact that Harry was gay, he was a person. And he was my friend. Things like this have happened in Papua New Guinea so many times, and they've been swept under the rug. This is the one time where I'm not going to let my friend get swept under the rug. If he was a menace to society, yeah, probably, you know. I don't have the right to say he needs to be, you know, to be crucified or to be killed. I don't have the right to say anybody is allowed to be killed. But maybe if he was a menace to society, I wouldn't care so much about it. But Harry was a positive influence on society. And no matter what anybody says, everybody knows the truth. Everyone in Alotau knows the truth. They know who Harry was, and they know Harry shouldn't have been killed. So whoever is out there and threatening me and telling me that, you know, they're going to kill me because I'm trying to find justice for my friends, they should really look into their hearts and try to think if they have some morals. Because to me, some of the people that have been threatening me don't have morals. And some of the people that have been on the social media and threatening that, you know, saying that they all gay people should be killed, really, like, I don't, you know, as you can see, I just physically and mentally and emotionally don't understand how it's humanly possible to accept the killing of someone.